Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. It is time for Ken Glickman, our employment guru, and talking about various facets of the employment world. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, Jack. I'm getting over a cold, so if I cough in your ear and everybody else's, I hope everyone will be nice to me.
Well, we will. It won't be the first time that's happened. We have talked a lot about the job market from an employee standpoint. Today, I want to reverse that a little bit and talk about it from the employer standpoint and the cost per hire and the effects of making hiring mistakes. What can you tell us?
Well, it's a big, huge problem, and the effect of that goes higher and higher as the individual is higher in the company. Just think about John L. Smith, and when he was let go from Michigan State, I wonder what that cost Michigan State to do that.
A ton. Yeah, it cost a lot.
Millions.
And the actual cost, not just measured in dollars and cents, as you know, there are some other ramifications of a bad coaching hire, and I'm sure there are a lot of consequences, negative consequences of a poor executive hire.
Well, it's huge. Now, years ago, I used to work for Wright Management Associates, which is an outplacement company working with folks who've been laid off and fired from their jobs. And I received a call from a company in Kalamazoo, and they wanted to let a guy go. And what did we charge for this? I said, well, what does he do? He's a plant manager of a corrugated box company. They relocated him from Seattle, and he's not working out. I said, how long has he been there? He says, a year and a half. I said, what does he make a year? He says, $130,000. Okay, so let's add some things up. They probably had him travel from Seattle to Kalamazoo at least twice for interviews, and that's probably $1,000 a pop. Probably had his wife come to do some house hunting and possibly to interview with them as well. Then they paid for relocation, which could have been $30,000 or more. He's a high-level executive. he worked for a year and a half. It didn't work out. And now they're going to pay for outplacement.
Wow.
And the outplacement will be another 15%. Now, executive recruiter had hired him for them, that would have been a 30% fee for the recruiter. So you're talking tens of thousands of dollars, possibly double his salary. So when people complain, geez, the company is never getting back to me, they're never making a decision, why can't they make a decision faster? The reason is because the implications of making the wrong decision are huge.
When you have a situation like this and someone makes a wrong decision, then what happens to those people?
Well, so that's the first thing that people do is, okay, who hired this guy?
Right.
And that's why no one wants to take blame for it, and that's why no one wants to make the decision. So they'd rather wait until the perfect person walks through the door. Well, there is no perfect person. Everyone's got pluses and minuses and personality issues and technical issues and all kinds of things. But if you don't use a recruiter, there's a tremendous cost in time from your employees, time people looking through resumes, ads that you put on, that you advertise for in Monster and Dice. But if you want to put ads in the major magazines, the newspapers, Wall Street Journal, and higher education, these are very expensive ads. Mm-hmm. And then you get hundreds of resumes, and you have to spend hours going through them all. So it's a very, very difficult job. That's why guys like me make a living.
Well, if you get hundreds of resumes, how many people are normally brought in for interviews for a position?
Five or six.
Okay. So yeah, they'd be flying five or six people in from wherever. And do they often say, well, these people, there are 10 people here, so we're going to take the ones who are closest?
Well, first of all, before the individual is flown in, they're probably given a pretty complete interview on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, that interview is often on Skype as well,
okay,
on video,
mm-hmm, okay,
which is really funny. A woman was telling me about sitting in her basement, all dolled up with her makeup and her jewelry in front of her computer waiting for a call. But this is a very common occurrence now. I still don't like to do that. I need to see people face-to-face because you just never know what you're going to find, and you just have to see them walk in and greet you and shake your hand and look into their eyes.
Hard to judge the handshake on Skype.
Impossible. Very, very impossible. But it is a level or two up from a phone call.
Right.
And sometimes I will spend lots of times with people on the phone, an hour or two, and invariably when I finally see them face to face, it's like they're a totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very scary thing. The other thing is people who hire are not usually trained to do that. In fact, they're never trained to do that.
Right.
A plant manager is not a recruiter. Even a personnel director, they're mostly trained to be benefits people and administrators and labor negotiators. The recruiting side is a totally different animal. That's why they do hire recruiting firms to do this kind of thing.
Well, we just spoke with Mark Hollis, and a lot of universities now use headhunters for various coaching positions.
They all do. They all do. I mean, all of the hires that Michigan State has had went through recruiters.
Yeah, and I guess that's pretty much the way it goes now. You're finding that all around the country, and you're finding it with companies, and that's just kind of the cost of doing business, I would guess.
Well, it is, and a recruiter can really give Mark a lot of information that he could not get on his own. He can do references before Mark even talks to the individual. He could really ask the real tough questions before Mark even meets with him. So, I would have liked to have seen the interviews between D'Antonio and Mark and Kelly and
right.
Mark.
Well, there have been a lot of these headhunting firms, obviously, that haven't worked in terms of coaching searches. I can tell you that. Ken, thanks so much for joining us, as always, and we'll speak with you again on Thursday.
A pleasure. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll be right back with more. Hour 2 of Ebling and You.